The Asian films, which caused such a stir at Cannes and other international film festivals this year, are just now beginning to make their way into U.S. theaters. Yi Yi is a Taiwanese film whose director, Edward Yang, won an award at Cannes. The film's idiomatic title can be translated to the bandleader's count off a one and a two, or here we go. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
You can understand why the Taiwanese movie Yi Yi evokes such positive response at the Cannes and Toronto film festivals. For one thing, the movie is unmistakably an Asian production. Loose medium shots, which emphasize connections between people and their situations, take the place of more Western-oriented close-ups, and visual discretion is preferred to flamboyance. But the movie's jam-packed narrative moves at a sprightly pace. On a superficial level, at least, the movie's plot is the stuff of an excellent beach read, with character after character landing in a series of unforeseeable conflicts, some comic, some sad, some romantic. The Jian family of Taipei lives at the nexus of competing cultures. The kids decorate their bedroom walls with posters of Western sports stars. Mr. Jian, or NJ as he's known, is a director of a small high-tech company that's been riding the Taiwanese economic tiger. And his wife, Min Min, is an efficient office manager. But director Edward Yang isn't interested in just depicting the destruction of an Eastern culture by a Western one. Now 53 years old, Yang is the son of Kuomintang parents who fled the Chinese mainland with Chiang Kai-shek's defeated forces. Growing up in an exile culture that insisted on the authenticity of its Chinese-ness, Yang grew increasingly aware of a native Taiwanese population, another authentic culture that was displaced by his own. But Yang isn't a cultural anthropologist. These issues interest him only insofar as they affect his characters. So, for example, when Min Min, the efficient office manager, suffers a breakdown over her own mother's illness, she doesn't go in for modern therapy. She goes off to a monastery in the countryside for meditation. But Yang doesn't leave things so simply. He shows us enough of the monastery's leader to let us know the man isn't running a purely traditional operation, but a new-agey facsimile. Min Min's problems are almost a sideshow to the main conflict since she disappears from the action. We spend time with each of the children, teenage Ting Ting and 8-year-old Yang Yang, as they work through problems. But the central conflicts involve NJ, the businessman. He and his partners are floundering as they look for an idea to jumpstart their company. While the others want a quick buck solution, NJ wants to enter into a risky but more honorable partnership with a maverick Japanese computer game designer. Yet both NJ and the Japanese designer, Ota, know their potential partnership is fraught with a risk greater than money.
I have no magic to save your company. Nobody. I'm just like you. I have no tricks. We can work together. But I think your partner wants a magician.
I decide. I think they will.
Don't tell me now. Please.
Why?
Because you are a good man.
Nor is business NJ's only problem. He has run into the first love of his life, a woman named Sherry. NJ broke off their romance with abrupt cruelty, and now they seek not so much to resume it, though that always lurks as a possibility, but to examine and repair the ensuing emotional damage. There is, in other words, a whole lot of stuff going on here, so much that merely listing it sounds daunting. But Yi Yi isn't a classroom seminar on the travails of the Taiwanese middle class. It's a real movie, densely packed with comedy, romance, and if not tragedy, then grief. NJ's family constitutes only the core of the central characters. There are another 3 or 4 who figure in the movie almost as much as they do. The action has a freewheeling giddiness. You don't know who's going to be waiting around the next corner, ready to drop a load of laughs or tears onto you. Not that Yang is just wandering around those corners. He's on the prowl for something. Oda and NJ's talk about ethics, NJ and Sherry's attempts to understand their past, any number of encounters in the movie, are all about stripping away the transitory and superficial and getting to an emotional, intellectual, and spiritual essence. Yang doesn't automatically trash pop culture or valorize traditional mores, but he'll rely on either one if it helps his characters reach that old goal, truth.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.